Well, due to the cold weather, many people are opting for ways to stay warm. And unfortunately for the poorest of the poor, many may not have access to heaters, etc. So opting for candles, fireplaces, all types of heat sources to stay warm. Statistics, however, showing that these are the causes of many shack and home fires, not just out in Joburg, but across the country. Now, the city of Johannesburg has launched a Stay Alive Until We Arrive campaign to raise awareness about fire safety and to reinforce adequate measures of evacuations of burning structures. Now, to discuss this campaign, we speak to EMS spokesperson Robert Malauzi. Good evening, Robert.
Good evening and evening to the listeners.
Tell us about the Stay Alive Until We Arrive campaign in relation to preventing and assisting during fires.
Yes, we as a fire service, we have actually came up with programs to assist our residents to be have the necessary skills to deal with emergencies at home. So be it fire emergencies or medical emergencies. So residents will be trained on how to use fire extinguishers, how to use buckets, you know, how the fire behaves, and LDAP program, and also how to stop bleeding if somebody is bleeding and things like that. With the main reason of making sure that we are empowering them to deal with emergencies while at home, before us as emergency services arrives on scene.
Robert, where can residents of the city of Joburg get access to this free fire safety training? I'm sure it will be a very important skill that everybody needs to acquire. And how can they get more information, and how do they know where's the nearest center they can get this the service?
Yeah, the residents are encouraged to visit the nearest fire stations to get more information. However, we've got a central reservation number, which is 011-758-5050. 011-758-5050. That's the number where they can call for the nearest Be Safe Center, where they can be able to visit. We've got all 7 Be Safe Centers in all 7 regions of the city where a resident can be able to visit to get that public education.
What we know, I mean, we're still in the month of June, Robert, and the number of reported fires has been a source of major concern. I mean, what are the numbers looking at, noting that we've still got at least 2 or 3 months ahead of us of the winter season?
Yeah, we are concerned about the number of fire incidents, because right now, we are already on about 85 fire incidents, and already we already lost about 3 people. The 2 were in Orange Farm. The 2 kids were in Orange Farm, and then also 1 adult in Kwamaimai last month. So we are concerned about this number of fire incidents, because we already lost 3 people. And we, as you rightly said, we still have like 3 months of winter, which you have to go through. So we will be intensifying our public education programs, going into our communities, targeting mostly our informal settlements, since we know that those areas are mostly the ones which we have a large number of fire incidents which are occurring in those areas.
Robert, this year's campaign, I mean, I know your intention is to reach a larger audience, as many people as possible. How are you embarking on this? I mean, is it through WhatsApp? Is it through social media? What are the avenues you are using to get more people aware of how to keep themselves safe during a fire?
We're doing everything. We're using our social media platform. We've got a Facebook, Twitter. We're also using our public educators who go to the community, and also we're also using your radio, television, newspapers to make sure that we spread the message to our residents out there, that so that they can be informed about how to be safe.
I mean, this is the plans for Johannesburg Municipality, but are there any plans for other municipalities across the country? Have they contacted you and say that, you know what, we'd like this type of program to also come to our area? We've also got the same problems.
Yes, in Gauteng, all the 7 municipalities in Gauteng, the metros, including the local municipalities, we've got a group, we call it Public Education Group, which consists of all fire services in Gauteng, where we share ideas and also make sure that we are doing uniform staff to be able to empower our residents about life and fire safety educational programs.
Robert Mulauzi, thank you so much for joining us on Radio Islam International. Have a good weekend ahead of you, and more strength to you and good program ahead. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And thank you very much to all the listeners.